You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Bélanger, and here is your morning news. Students from the Outaouais region gathered on Saturday to march for climate justice. The group was led by students from Cégep de l'Outaouais. They met at 1:30 p.m. at the intersection of Boulevard des Alimentières and Rue Laurier. The students were joined in their movement by several other Outaouais region schools and organizations. They are answering a call to action made by UK-based group COP26 Coalition. Their mandate is to raise global awareness surrounding climate change. The group invited participants from across the globe to join in a Global Day of Action on November 6th. Olivier Rousseau is a math teacher at Cégep de l'Outaouais. He says that he felt it was his responsibility to help his students to organize a march.
And we thought it's our moral duty to help the students organize that. And so that's how the whole institution became involved in this protest.
Monica Tonley is a student at Cégep de l'Outaouais. She says she and her fellow students are trying to send a message that global governments need to do more.
We're trying to diminish our percentage of GES emissions by 40%. We're not even halfway there.
The COP26 Coalition March is one of many youth-led movements in recent years. Students and young people across the world have mobilized in unprecedented numbers in the name of climate justice. Rousseau says that climate change is an issue that should concern people of all ages.
I mean, I think it all the society begin to understand how important it is. I think I'll see many difficult things in my life too.
Tonley helped organize the Cégep de l'Outaouais March. She explains her generation's urgent response to the climate change crisis.
Do people care when their houses are on fire? We're young. We're not going to go anytime soon. And if we don't do anything, there will be nothing to look forward to.
The COP26 United Nations Summit is being held in Glasgow, Scotland, United Kingdom. It began on October 31st. And will conclude on November 12th. It is being attended by over 200 delegates from around the world, including Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. In a speech delivered last week at the summit, Trudeau praised his own government's implementation of a carbon tax. He urges other world leaders to take similar measures. Trudeau restructured the federal climate response in 2020 and 2021. Many of the proposed changes have not yet been implemented. The Prime Minister also committed to a cap on new investments into the international oil and gas industries last week. According to Climate Action Tracker, or CAT, Canada is far off track to meet the commitments of the Paris Agreement. The CAT rates Canada's climate target, policies, and financial plan as highly insufficient. Rousseau thinks Canada needs to strengthen its climate plan immediately.
We've signed the Paris Treaty in 2015, and that says that we have to reduce by 40% our emissions. And since then, 6 years, we've not been able to reduce our emissions. There will be a climate, the temperature rise of more than 2 degrees, which will cause disaster.
Even with the implementation of proposed policy changes, CAT predicts Canada's climate plan is consistent with 4 degrees of warming by 2030. Tonley hopes that she and her peers will encourage policymakers to live up to their climate commitments. She has a message for every leader still dragging their feet on climate change.
Go and listen to experts. I mean, people who have like doctor in front of their names, who are talking about these issues and can give you stats and data, and listen to the voices of the people.
You have been listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Bélanger, and this has been your morning news.